look at the Sermon on the Mount.
今天我们要看登山宝训。
Now the Sermon on the Mount is probably the greatest teachings at one setting that Jesus did.
这可能是主耶稣在一个就是一个场景中一个最伟大的教训，最长的一个教训。
Actually, I feel like if we just had the Sermon on the Mount, we could probably make it to heaven.
我觉得哪怕我们就是只懂东山宝训，我们也足够上天堂了。
The only thing that the Sermon on the Mount doesn't tell us is how to become a child of God.
这个登山宝训唯一没有告诉我们的就是我们如何成为神的孩子。
And this is seemingly strange.
这好像有点奇怪。
But he is talking now to those who are children of God.
登山宝训是对着已经是神的孩子的人来讲的。
The law was given.
律法已经颁布了。
Paul said the law was a schoolmaster.
保罗说律法好像训诲的师傅。
If you would think about this, without the law that God gave us, the Ten Commandments, we would not know what is right and wrong.
如果没有律法，没有十诫，我们就不知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
So therefore, he is with the laws with God. The laws that God gave are the laws for man to, how shall I say, to live by.
就是、
the moral laws.
神给了我们这个律法，然后呢，也有我们这个道德方面的这个律法，就是告诉我们人应该有个标准，靠的什么标准生活。
And in the moral laws, these are very, very important.
对于我们这个道德上的律法，这个是很重要的。
But now, when we come to the Sermon on the Mount,
现在我们来到登山宝训的时候
，and as we begin to study it,
当我们开始来。
We're going to see that this deals not with the moral laws.
这个登山宝训不是在讲你的道德上的。
Jesus said, "I did not come to destroy the laws."
主耶稣说我来不是要废掉律法
，but to fulfill them.
而是要成全律法。
Because you see, the moral laws are not easy. We're unable to keep them in ourselves.
就是说，这个道德上的法律呢，我们自己都不能靠着自己来遵守。
And so we then see that what God has given us there is the center of what man will have to do to live together.
这里 ，you mean the moral law or
the moral law?
就是说那个道德上的这些律法或者这些法律的话，就是神给我们说，我们人怎么样才能就是彼此相处。
And these that we're going to, well, it's a long study, really. But these Beatitudes.Are the laws that are the inner has to deal with the inner state of our mind, and with our hearts, which is absolutely true to Christ.
就是说，这个登山宝训还有这个八福是讲到人的里边的这些东西，这个是里边主耶稣基督所具有的。
Now, actually, these laws that he's going to give on the Ten Command on the Mount, with multitude of people that said was there.Some of them are not going to understand quite what he means.
就是在这个登山宝训主耶稣的那个听众之中，有很多人呢，可能他们并不了解主耶稣所讲的是什么。
But if we know enough about Jesus' teaching, we do not many times understand what he says at first.
我们如果了解主耶稣的教训，我们就知道刚开始听到的时候，其实并不太明白这个到底他在讲什么。
But we begin to see the development of the kingdom.
但是我们看到这个神国的这种展现，这个发展。
You see, to Jesus, the kingdom of God was the greatest thing.
对主耶稣来讲，这个神的国度是最伟大、最了不起的一件事情。
And I guess it was because he just came from there.
因为什么呢？因为他刚刚从天国从上面降下来。
He knew the reality of it.
他知道这个神国的真实。
He was there with God from the beginning.
他从起初就和神同在。
And now, finally, God is telling how they can be part of this kingdom.
最后呢，到了时候了，神告诉他们。就是我们这些人如何可以成为神国的一份子。
The kingdom of God that we live here on earth But the vision of God was His kingdom when we all come home.
但是神的在神的这个意象里，神的远景里边，是我们作为神的国度，最后我们都在一起。
To be a child of the kingdom.
而成为这个神国的一员，神国的子民。
Believe it or not, we have to be born into it.
你知道吗？要进入神的国度，你必须要生在里边。
Not a physical birth. We're physically born here.
是一个身体上的出生。我们的身体已经我们。
But he said, I'm giving you the kingdom.But you've got to be born in it.
但是主耶稣神说你我给你一个国度，但是你必须要生在出生在这个国家里。
And so he says this in the third chapter of John.
他在约翰福音第三章说
，To a Pharisee.
他对一个法利赛人说
，That we have to be born again.
他说你必须要重生。
Born not of this, not of the water, but we are to be born of the Spirit of God.
不单单是从水生，而是要从圣灵生的。
Now that makes sense, doesn't it?
那个好像那个是很有道理，对不对
？We look at ourselves here on earth and how things are, and we realize I wouldn't want to belong to a kingdom forever and ever. Just like this.
如果我们看看我们地上的这个世界，我们看一看，我们说，我们可不想在这样的一个国，这样一个世上永远的活着。
You know, I sort of joke now.
我现在有时候会常常开玩笑。
At the age when I have arthritis and all these other things.
当我现在又是风湿关节炎，又是别的毛病了吧。
And I think back to the days before the flood.
我说在洪水之前的时代。
And I think of those men that lived 900 years.
我想想那些人都活了900多岁。
And I've said, listen,
你听你想一想
I don't want to live 900 years.
我可不想活到900岁
That means I have 817 years to suffer.
我还是那样就意味着我还要受817年的苦
So I'm ready to go to the kingdom.
所以我已经预备好要回家了回到天国里
But if you can get this in your mind and recognize it, it isn't, it's actually very sensible.
所以你想想，这个其实是挺有道理，挺。
We had to be born into this kingdom.
我们要在
kingdom of the earth.
我们首先你要到这个世上来，你必须要出生。
And so he said, if you want to get in my kingdom, you've got to be born again.
所以神说呢，你要到我进到我的国度里，你也必须要重生。
You have to be born of the Spirit of God.
你要由神的圣灵所生。
You have to have those things that resemble us in there.Or we would really feel very bad in the kingdom of God coming the way we are.
如果呢，就是说你必须要跟神有相似之处，不然的话呢，当神的国度真的降临的时候，你会觉得很不舒服。
So the simple plan of salvation.
所以呢，那个就是这个救恩的计划。
Is that He wants us to be a part of His kingdom.
他想要让我们成为神的国度的一部分。
Now the kingdom of God on the earth is that we have to show these wonderful absolute truths that he is listing here so that we know we're in the kingdom.
就是呢我们在地上呢就是作为神的国度呢我们要显示出来在神的国度里到底是怎么样的。
Sometimes I've been so fearful.
有的时候我心里很恐
And I prayed, I've been praying about it.
我就一直在祷告。
That many of our Chinese people come in, maybe in a Bible study, or somebody speaks to them.
或者就是有很多的中国人他们或者是
They say, all you have to do is believe on Jesus.
然后呢别人就会说哦，你要相信耶稣。
And they'll say, well, I believe. I want to be a Christian. I'll believe.
然后那个人就说：“哦，我相信，我会成为一个基督徒。”
But nothing really happens to them.
但是他们说他们相信，但是他们的生命却没有改变。
But you see, to be born in the Spirit is what he's telling us here. Something happens to us.
如果你是说是圣灵生的，那你就身上一定有什么事情发生。
And I was so thrilled to understand this now and to think about it because now I can say, sisters, brothers, here is the.But the pattern of the birth of Jesus, birth of the kingdom of God in our lives.
然后我现在就很兴奋的可以告诉弟兄姐妹说，你看这里就讲到这个重生以后这个模式是什么样的。
So we see that what this is that he's asking us to be has to be by grace.
就是首先他要让我们所能成为的都是出于他的恩典。
It wasn't born this carnal world.
这个不是出于这个属肉体的这个属血气的世界。
But this is given to us by the grace of God.
我这一切能我们能得到，是因为神给我们恩典。
It's his favor to us.
是因为他对我们的恩惠。
But this favor comes out in power.
这个恩惠呢是带着巨大的能力来到的。
And so he wants us to see what this kind of power is.
所以呢，我他要让我们看到这是带着怎么样的一种能力。
In this description, none of us could live this way. None of us would be like this.
我们没有一个人是像这个登山宝训里所能成为登山宝训里所描述的这样，或者能活出来这种样子。
So we see now he's very plain, it's pretty much in the very first part of his ministry, telling us that this is what you have to be.
然后主耶稣呢，在这里边就很坦白的告诉我们，在神的国度里你应该是怎么样的。
To be a part of the kingdom of God.
成为神国度的一部分，你是要怎么样的。
And he's letting us know.That we can't do it in ourselves.
他让我们知道，我们不能靠着自己成为这样子。
Have you ever said I'm going to be nicer?
你有没有会说我要变好一些？
Doesn't last long.
但是却持续不了多久。
Somebody comes along and
一个人就是在你
shakes your pole and you're ready to.
然后搞得你浑身汗毛，搞得你浑身都不舒服，你就要发作了。
So we see then as we learn this, I like us to understand it as we go along, what God wants, the graces he wants to give to us in our life.
我就想让大家在我们学习的时候，我们可以看到说神给我们怎么样的恩典，让我们可以成为这样。
So as we go on to look at these,
当我们来学习这个登山宝训的时候，
and we realize that these graces is not only for here on earth, but it's going to be part of heaven.
这些恩典呢，不单单说是只是让我们在地上的生活用，也是天堂的一部分。
What is that first one he gives us?
他第一个给我们的是什么呢？
Do anybody keep your Bibles?
Yeah, I do have Bible. Which,
blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
虚心的人有福了，马太福音第五章第三节。
Now this one means happy.
这个。有福呢，就是表示说是很兴奋、很高兴的意思。
Okay, happy.
第一个就是高兴。
This is a basic description of the believer's inner condition as a result of the work of God.
就是因为神在我们里边的工作，那我们这个相信的人，我们里边的一个心理的状态，基本是什么呢？就是高兴、快乐。
This is what happens when we're truly.Born again.
当你真正重生的时候，这就是你里边的状态。
So we see then that this happiness, I don't know, I
这种幸福感。
I've been with people when they've been born again, and they'll say, "Oh, I'm so happy."
我有时候跟一些就是那个重生的人。
A happiness that they didn't feel before.
他说他们里边有一种幸福感，有一种欢悦感。他说是他们以前从来没有体会过的。
I remember one of my dear friends that.Didn't know Christ, and she's having a rough time. And
她以前不认识神的。
Seemed like she felt like everything was against her.
她的那个生活很充满波折，然后她觉得好像每件事都不顺。
And after she asked the Lord to forgive her, and she wanted to live for Him, she suddenly looked happy.
然后呢，她就求神。
And she said, "Oh."
然后她愿意为神而活，她突然就觉得好高兴。
She was so happy. She said, now I know I have someone that cares about me. So it seems that the fact of this happiness that comes to your heart, it's not a normal happiness. It isn't caused by an event,
an earthly event.
It isn't something that is of empty.
并不是一种空虚的。
Happy for a little while and then it's gone.
然后呢，高兴一会儿，过一会儿就没了。
This is a happiness that dwells in the heart.
这是一种在你里边常住的一种幸福感。
And that happiness is based on the grace of God that knows unless He had done it, we would never be able to see the kingdom of God.
这个幸福感来自于神的恩典，让我们知道说，若不是神这样主动的来救我们，我们永远也不会看到神的国度，进到神的国度。
See the poor in spirit.
这个虚心的人
，they're opposite of the proud and haughty.
他们跟那个骄傲的人正好是相反的。
These are the ones that's been humbled.
这些人呢是已经被谦卑下来。
God,
他们是被神，就是在神面前降卑。
I remember when our sister here,
然后我记得我们这边的姐妹
when she was seeking for the Lord, how she said she felt so humble.
当她寻求神的时候，她真的是在神面前觉得好好卑微。
It's something about it that suddenly you recognize that you are humble before God Almighty.
你就觉得你在神面前真的能够
not proud of yourself, not haughty.
不是在神面前很高傲，觉得自己了不起。
That goes.
不是说就是说我不在意了。
And we become humble before God.
我们在神面前谦卑。
You see, those that have become humble to Him.
那些对神谦卑的人
begin to depend on Him.
就开始依靠神。
We depend upon Him.In our life, we depend on Him because suddenly we get interested in our people's soul. I've seen this time again.
我就是说，他对我们开始对神谦卑，然后我们开始突然注意到周围人的灵魂。
They're forgiven, and right away they'll say, "Oh, my husband needs the Lord."
他们一旦被饶恕
my children need the Lord.
他们就会说，哎，他说我的先生
something they never thought of before.
我先生，我孩子都需要救恩呐、啊，他们以前从来没有想过的。
But now they know they must depend on the Lord.
他们现在了解到，他们必须要依靠神。
So actually, we have to understand that we become a happy people.
我们第一个，我们了解到我们比。变成那种很高兴、很快乐、幸福的人。
Not because we what of our happenings.
不是因为我们发生了什么事儿，我们。
But I believe we become a happy people because we finally know what we were.
我们之所以能够变成这种充满幸福感、快乐的人，就是因为最后我们知道我们是什么样的人。
God changed us.
然后呢，神把我们改变成了什么样？
We go on to the next one now.
我们现在看下一个。
Those that mourn shall be comforted.
哀痛的人，他们必得安慰。
So we see then that the depths of promises of these, it's almost inexhaustible. When we mourn, we're comforted.
这个神给我们的这个应许是永远取之不尽、用之不完的。他讲到说，哀痛的人必得安慰。
The depth of this is almost inconceivable.
这个神所带来这个应许的
，There are many things in our life that make us mourn.
是很深的，就是在我们的生命中有很多事情会让我们很难
过。I have a man on Facebook. He was a pastor.
我有一个朋友。
He's older. He's old, and his wife died. He can hardly make life.
我有个朋友，他是牧师，在我是我脸书上的朋友，他
he said,
他的太太死了，
he doesn't like to go out because they always went together.
他就甚至都不想出门，因为原来都是他们两个人一同出门。
And constantly we're on the Facebook encouraging him.
然后我们大家都在脸书上就写话来鼓励他。
But lately he said, you know, it's getting easier.
然后现在他说，好像现在稍微好一些了。
He's being comforted.
为什么呢？因为他被安慰。
And eventually he'll be able to make it.
我相信他最后能够走出来。
But what he says is not that kind of mourning.
但是他说的不是那种哀痛。
Those who mourn for sin shall be comforted in confession.
这里讲的哀痛的人有福了，是指那个为他们的罪哀伤痛苦的人，他们是会被安慰。
You know, in a sense, if any of you have ever gone through this,
如果有任何人经历过这些。
It's not an easy place.
那个可不是一个好玩的地方。
You feel that conviction that you've done something wrong.
你心里边就是很就是知道说你做错什么事了。
So the Lord comes.
然后神过来。
And He comforts us.
然后神安慰我们的
心。In our confession.
在我们对他忏悔的时候。
He comforts us in the recognition of the conviction of it.And He takes it away.
神就是在我们自己就是悔罪定对我们自己有这个认罪的时候，神安慰我们把这种给拿去。这种
If you've been through this, you understand what it is.
如果你真的经历过这种认罪悔改的这种哀痛的话，你
One minute you're under and depressed because of your sins, and
因为你的罪在前一分钟你还在那个很深的
pleasure
那种忧郁之中。
And next, when you really Have given all to God and God takes you into the kingdom. There is a comfort that's greater than any other.
你把你的这所有的这个重担都交给神，然后你的心里好像就突然闪亮了。
And from then on,
天国的那个
安慰带到你。He comes to comfort us in many situations.
然后之后神就在很多的境况下来安慰我们。
And I had a couple in my church that were killed on.That were killed by a car, a couple, it was a husband and wife is daughter-in-law and grandchild.
然后我有一对原来有一对朋友，
这对夫妇跟他们的儿
媳妇还有那个
外孙 I ever had to face.
孙子被在一种车祸中都
丧生了。They were the leading members in my church.
他是我们教会里边的一个主要同工。
She helped me a lot.
他的太太是我帮我很多。
We had grown very close as a family.
我们就像一个家庭似的，我们彼此很亲近。
And suddenly that terrible accident of that car.
突然这么一个可怕的车祸发生。
They were gone.
他们就离开人世了。
And I remember the first thing that hit me, I fell on the floor on my knees.
然后我听到以后，第一件事情我就跪在地上。
Then I got up and I went from one doorpost to the next doorpost until I found myself in the kitchen.
然后我就从一个门走到另外一个门，
weeping,
最后我就待在厨房里，在那里痛哭。
And I turned around. I guess I was going to make that march again, but anyhow, I turned around, went into my dining room.
然后呢，我又从我的厨房走到我的客厅里边。
And suddenly I stopped.
然后突然我就停下来。
I thought.Lord, I have a peace.
然后我说神啊，我竟然心里有平安。
I felt that peace in my heart.
我感觉到我心里的那种平安。
I know they had been taken, but somehow this peace came very strongly to me.
他们取走了，他们被取走了，但是我心里面有一种非常强烈的平安。
And for the rest of the week, during this terrible time of getting ready for it and the funerals and having four caskets, three caskets, whatever it was there.God gave me strength.
然后在这个星期的余下的时间
strength
我们要
through that peace.
准备那个葬礼我们要准备这个棺材大概有四个
so enough,
然后神给我力量也给我这个给我力量这个力量来自于我心里的那种平安
He not only gives us comfort
他不单给我们安慰
when we're forgiven
当你就说被饶被赦罪
but he gives us comfort many times
让我们心里
along life's way and it's not a normal natural thing
然后呢在我们生命中的整个人生旅程中他不断地给我们这个安慰这个不是一件就是普通正常的事情
it actually was something that carried me through for a whole year
这个神给我的这种安慰呢是让我那一年中让我能过得去
so he's saying these are the inner What shall I say? These are the inner, let me see if I can get it right. These are inner qualities.
这就是我们里边的那个品质
That we cannot in ourselves.
我们自己里边是没有的
We would love to be able to in ourselves.
我们当然希望我们自己里边有这种品质
People looking for, do you know that's what the world is looking for so much today? Is happiness.
你知道这个世界上人寻求的是什么？就在寻求这种幸福感。
They buy a new car. Oh, they're so happy.
Oh, 他们说好高兴啊，有一辆新车了。
And they polish it every week.
然后每星期都去打蜡。
And they clean it every week.
每个星期都去洗这个车。
But after a while,
过一阵呢
that happiness is just
那个幸福感就没了。
Stop cleaning it so much.
然后对你好像也不给你带来那么多欢愉。
We try and every oh, I'll buy a big house and I'll be happy.
然后说我买个大房子，我肯定会高兴的。
I have to clue you in. That would be something that would be like horror to me.
如果告诉你，如果我买个大房子，
那简直是一个。A big house that I'd have to clean was horrid.
然后，如果对我来讲，那可是个灾难，因为如果有大房让我天天去打扫卫生，那是。
But what I'm saying is, we can be happy for a while.
我们可以高兴一阵子。
And then after a while,
然后过了一阵子
we begin to see the dirt. We begin to see all the
然后你买了大房子，你过了一阵子以后呢，你看到那个到处都是灰，你就开始不高兴了。
Some people feel that they'll get happiness in marriage.
有的人觉得，哎，我结婚了，从我的婚姻里我可以有幸福。
And there are those who find that secret.
然后有些人确实发现了那个
幸福。But there's far more that wakes up one morning.
然后等到过一阵呢，一觉醒来。
And may say to themselves, "What have I done?"
然后问自己说，我到底做什么了？
And you see all his faults.
然后就看到对方所有的毛病。
And soon the happiness is sort of an everyday thing.
然后这个幸福感就没了。
We used to have a saying.
我们有常常说。
The sun ran out and the moon set.
他说那个美国人的蜜月就说那个蜂蜜也吃完了，然后月亮就下去了。
So we have to understand. We do, and you know, a lot of them have become drink. Alcohol.
有些人就在这种情况就是开始酗酒
They get happy for a while.
然后他们酗酒的时候，哦，喝酒的时候很
快乐。It affects their mind. It affects other things.
他们的脑子也不想那么多。
But then they wake up to a headache the next day.
然后那个喝酒睡之前睡觉，第二天早晨起来头痛不已。
The drug addict said, "I need this. I need to." And they take their drugs, and oh, they're out of it. You know, they're just.
他们吸毒的时候说，我需要这个毒品让我感觉。
But then they wake up and they think, "I've got to have more. I've got to have more."
然后他醒来之后就被就说，我还要再去吸，再去吸。
So our happiness many times is just elusive.We're trying to find it.
那个幸福感呢，好像就一下子就没了，然后就要不断的去追寻。
But God has a way of giving us that.
但是神可以给我们有这种可以给我们这种持久的幸福感。
Now, if we determine as a Christian to still worry, you're going to throw your happiness out.
如果你决定说我做了基督徒，
我
要继续忧虑的话，那你就把你的幸福给扔去了。
In our lives,
所以呢，这里教导我们如何能保持这种幸福在我们的生活中。
How to keep ourselves in the kingdom?
怎么样让我们自己持守在神的国度中
？Now we understand that those who have humbled themselves before God,
那些在神面前谦卑的人
，will inherit not only the blessedness of heaven,
不单单是会得到属天的，
but shall ultimately share in the kingdom here.
而且在这里也必得地土。
Oh, that's the wonderful part.
那个真的是一个很奇妙的应许。
Now I really want to go to heaven.
我当然是很想现在回家回天堂。
But I can wait.
但是我也可以等。
I tell him, Lord,
我给神说
I really like to see a lot of the prophecies come true.
我真的是想待在这儿看那些预言都实现。
But how he keeps me here on earth is just tremendous.
神让我待在这里真的是有个很巨大的意义。
I think that my happiness is one of the things the devil deals with the most.
我觉得我的这种幸福的感觉是撒旦最攻击的一个地方。
Because he bring, I have so much trouble with depression.
因为我自己是一个有这个一生之中都在跟这个忧郁这个症在杠。
It doesn't last very long, lots of times.
我这种忧郁的感觉，当然有时候不是
持续的忧郁。But enough to make my happiness.
但是很容易就让我失去我这种幸福的感觉。
And I have to try. I pray and ask God.
It's there. 求神，我说就在那里那个幸福。
But I've allowed thoughts to come into my life that has depressed me.
我允许这个一些思想进到我的里边，就会让我变得就低落、消沉下去。
The Sermon on the Mount is a balance between the physical and spiritual promises of the kingdom.
然后那个登山宝训就是一个，其实在这个属灵上跟这个。就是肉就是属的这个幸福上有一个很好的均衡有个
see,
平衡的很好
These things I'm talking about happiness and peace and those are the things
幸福平安
that help to keep us healthy
这些东西会让我们的那个身体也很健康
Find out if you would read anything about the problems of mental health and the problems of depression and the problems of these other thingsIs because we're not allowing these things full grace in our lives.
就是说，你会读任何关于说讲到这个精神疾病、精神健康跟这个忧郁的方面的问题，你就是知道我们没有允许神的恩典完全在我们的生命中做主。
You hear how anxiety?
你听到焦虑。
Works on cancer.
你就知道这个焦虑跟这个
so many are now saying.
很多人又说。
That anxiety is part of the cancer.
他说这个焦虑就是癌症的一部分。
You know why?
为什么呢
？Because we have cancer cells that are dead.
因为我们本身每个人身上都有这种潜伏的这个癌症细胞，这是就是又发现的。
And something seems to bring them out is whether it, with I don't know that they know, but I don't know.
医生知道，我知道，好像有些东西可以让这个癌症细胞把它给激活了。
But they know anxiety is part of it.
他们说，好像这个焦虑肯定是激活这个癌细胞的因素。
We lose our joy. We have fears.
我们有恐惧。
These things add to our physical. But when we're a child of God, now don't think we won't get cancer. I got cancer.
对，然后我们就会有会影响我们。不要说你是基督徒，你就不会得癌症。我自己也得过癌症。
But in my cancer,
但是在我的这个癌症过程中
，God gave me a joy and a happiness.
这是神给我喜乐，给我这种欢，给我幸福。
They were going to give me this big.
他们给我要在我身上扎一个好长好长的针。
At least it looked that big.
我就不看。
And the woman said to me, that's the worst part of this.
他们就说这个是你
Because they put it right in your breast.
因为他们就把这个插在你的这个乳房上面往里面做手术。
And my doctor said, don't worry about her. She's not even going to flinch.
然后那个就是说给那护士说你别担心她
And the truth of the matter is, I never even felt the needles.
但是这个真实的体验是什么我甚至都没有感觉到那个针扎在我身上。
You see, when you have a joy, and it really, I cannot tell you the joy God gave me during that period of time.
我没有办法给你讲述在我得癌症那段过程神所给我的喜乐。
And it was what helped to heal me.
这个喜乐是帮助，我相信它是帮助医治我的。
And so these inner things,
所以我们里边的这些东西
really does affect the outward man.
确实会影响到我们外边的这个身体。
So we have to understand that the Christian is a spiritual citizen of the kingdom of heaven now, but also the one that we live here on earth.
我们基督徒呢是属天的那个天上的那个属灵的国民，也是在这个地上的一个国民，一个属灵的国民。
Don't take them out of the earth, but allow them to live in this earth.
主耶稣祷告的时候说。不是把让你们把他们取离让他们离开这个世界而是让他们活在这里
我们已经是在这个神的国重生之后就已经在这个神的国里面你就在这个境况里面了不用等到以后而且不要容许任何的障碍把它拿走现在就是了所以天国在你的哪里
心里
Now we see the next one is
我们看下一个就是说
Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness
饥渴慕义的人有福了
You know Have you ever seen a sinner hungering and thirsting after
有没有看到罪人饥渴慕义呢有没有看过罪人饥渴慕义
Now there's a lot of them that hunger after knowledge
有很多人呢是他不是饥渴慕义而是他是饥渴
After wisdom,
他们是渴慕那个知识渴慕智慧
that they can learn things.
他们可以学习东西
But it's a different thing to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
饥渴慕义跟饥渴慕知识是两回事
As you read God's word,
当你读神的话语的时候
there's a hunger there.
你就会有那种饥渴
I know in my own life,
我知道在我自己的生活中
that when I read God's word and there's something inThat enlightens my heart and mind. I feel like I've had a meal.
然后呢，我有这种经验。当我读神的话，好像那个突然那个话打开了，就是顿悟的时候，我就感觉到我好像吃了一顿大餐一样。
Actually, there is a hunger after the word.
然后呢，确实在对神话有一种饥渴。
And that hunger and thirst should be after righteousness.
但是我们那种饥渴呢，应该是
not knowledge and wisdom.
应该是渴慕是神的这个神的公义，而不是说只是。而不是知识。
God will give us knowledge when we pray.
当我们祷告的时候，神会给我们
这种知识。He will give us wisdom as we pray and ask Him.
当我们向神祷告寻求的时候，神会给我们智慧。
But we first must hunger after His righteousness.
但是我们首要的是要
Lord, what else do I need?
渴慕他的公义。
How can I overcome this, Lord?
说神啊，我需要什么？我怎么样能够胜过这个
？They desire a deep hunger in them.For the personal righteousness.
他们在里面是深深的渴慕那个从神那个自己的那个公义，从神来的公义。
And that's a real proof of their spiritual rebirth.
那个他如果这个人真是渴慕神的公义，那个就表示他是重生的一种像一种表现。
There sometimes people become hungry after God.
有的时候人真的渴慕神。
But it's when they begin to give their when they give their lives to the Lord.That now becomes hungering after righteousness.
他们刚开始是渴慕神，当他们把他们的生命交给神的时候，他们里边开始有这种渴慕神的公义。
So the depth of their need and hunger and thirst for God.
他们对神公义的这种渴慕的程度。
Hunger means I'm needy, Lord.
那个饥饿表示什么呢？说明你是有需要的。
Thirst means I'm dry.
然后你渴呢？渴是说明你里边很干枯。
So man, God gives them then.Hunger and thirst, an inner passion for righteousness.
然后神让我们里边这个饥渴、饥饿还有口渴，就是让我们里边有这种愿、这个意愿去寻求神的公义。
Then the hunger and thirst, it continues throughout the life of the believer.
然后这种饥渴慕义、这种饥渴呢，就是在一个信徒的生命中，整个会一直持续。
he begins to become hungry and to be filled and to hunger and to be filled.
他每次他开始渴慕神，然后他就被充满，他再渴慕神，再被充满。
Because that righteousness will not come to its full, fruit until we get to heaven.
只有等到我们那个完全的抵达天堂，那个神的那个公义还没有就是完全的被得的，就是没有完全的我们满被满足。
Actually, they say the hunger and thirst after righteous is the byproduct of a righteous life.
他们有人说这个饥渴慕义呢
，I need to know more about God.
一个就是一个公义的生活的一个副产品。就是我需要更需要神。
I need to know more about God.
我需要更认识神。
There comes a hunger and an understanding that I thirst after something. And you know, as you read God's word many times, that will suddenly come. And what you've read many times suddenly becomes that satisfaction for the hunger and thirst.
然后呢，你在里边就这样饥渴，你就开始读神的话。突然之间呢，那种就是好像就变成了你对神。自己本身的公义的饥渴，就那个神的话也会给你带来一种满足。
Okay, then he went. Now the seventh one is those who are merciful.
在前面讲到连续人的
shall obtain mercy.
有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
And this refers to those who have been born again by the mercy of God.
这是讲到靠着神的怜悯重生的人。
God's mercy has given to them this opportunity to be born again of the Spirit of God.
就是他们有了这个靠着神的圣灵重生的机会。
They actually have the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
他们是圣灵在他们的生命中做工。
Because there's a scripture tucked away that tells us, without the Spirit, we cannot find God.
圣经上讲得很清楚，如果不是圣灵的工作，我们是不可以寻到神的。
You see, in John,
在约翰福音
it tells us what is the active role of the Spirit.
他讲到这个圣灵的这个主动的地位，主动的位置。
And they are to convict.
圣灵来就是要让人知罪。
They're to help us to understand where we are.
他就要帮助我们知道我们在处在什么样的境况中。
It's the Holy Spirit that draws us to God.
圣灵让我们的心，把我们的心引到神面前。
Sometimes people say, "Well, I'll find God later on." Maybe you won't.
以后我再去找神吧。以后我会找到神的。
Until you scheme with all your heart.
所以呢，要全心的去寻求神。
And it seems that when the Holy Spirit works that in our lives,
当圣灵在我们的生命中工作的时候
it produces a mercy which defies explanation.
它会在我们的生命中呢，产生一种连续是没法解释的。
And we begin to see that Jesus is the ultimate, example of this when he cried out, Father, forgive them.
主耶稣是这种连续的最终的代表，当他在十字架上，他喊说，父啊，饶恕他们。
Now Jesus' agony began before the cross.
主耶稣他的这种呼求，这种痛苦在十字架之前就开始了。
It began in the garden.
在那个克西马尼园。
This was a very human thing.
这是一个人性的。
He knew what he came for.
他知道的目的是什么。
I'm sure he knew what involved.
他知道这个所要发生的一切。
But now he came face to face with it in his humanity.
但是在他的这个人作为人中，他面对真的是面对这种所要发生的一切。
And he began to, in the sense of saying, "Oh Father, maybe you can let this cup pass from me."
然后他就
maybe there's another way.
他就在他的人性中，他就是对神说：“神呐，若是可以，请你挪去。”
agony.
但是在巨大的痛苦之后，极其痛苦之后
，That's when he said, "Not my will, but thine."
他对神父神说：“不是按照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。”
And so we see Jesus as the greatest example of forgiveness.
所以主耶稣是这个最伟大这个饶恕的这个典范。
Now they had done much again to him.
他们就对他做了很多这个。
They had shoved him, they had pulled him, they put a crown of thorns.
他们朝他吐口水，羞辱他，在他头上戴荆棘的
冠冕。They had beat him until no doubt his skin hung in shreds.
然后他们鞭打他，就像他的身上的这个可能被打的就皮开肉绽。
All of that, he could look out and say, "Father, forgive."
在经历这所有的痛苦之后，他还是可以
说父神啊。They don't know what they're doing.
你饶恕他们，你所做的他们不知道。
We do not show mercy to obtain mercy.
我们不是说是为了我们显示连续，不是说为得到连续。
We show our humility to obtain mercy.
我们是显示那个卑微、那个谦卑来得到 来得到这个连续。
So you see, Jesus had that mercy.
主耶稣有那种连续。
He had shown signs of it all through his ministry.
他在他的整个的事工当中，他行了很多神。
He could hardly pass by anybody that was sick that he didn't heal.
他就是经过一个，就是一个有痛苦得病的人，他不会说经过就不管他。
He had passion on the sinner and the prostitute.
他对那个罪人，对那些妓女，
And his mercy abounded.
他真的是心里满了连续的心肠。
So you see, he continued to show his mercy.
所以他就持续不断的来展示他的连续。
Which is an evidence of grace of God in his life.
这就是神的恩典在他生命中的显现证据。
So you see, we're not saved just by being merciful.
所以我们不是因为说我们就是成为连我们成为一个有连续的人就被拯救。
As I tell you the truth, particularly this age, people aren't merciful.
我就告诉你，在这个时代，人是没有连续。
I was thinking about that.
我就在想。
They live so much to themselves, they don't even see the problems of others.
然后呢，就都是自己，根本看不到别人的问题。
They feel like, you know, you've done this to me, and you don't deserve mercy.
就说你这样做了，你根本就不配得连续。
It's the child of God.
只有神的孩子。
That as God has forgiven them, they forgive him.
当我们体会到神饶恕，我们就去能去饶恕别人。
I'll never forget I was watching a trial on the iPad.
然后有一天我在我 iPad 上看一个审判。
It was a husband that had killed his wife.
是一个先生杀了他的妻子。
And his family was there. They could say something against him.
就是 ，you mean the husband's family?
No, the wife's family.
Okay, yeah, you said her family. 是那个被杀的妻子的家庭家人在那边，他们可以说一些话来攻击的丈夫。
The husband came on. Oh, what he said to that boy, you know? No, no murder.
但是这个家庭来了，他们对这个丈夫所说的没有一点连续的话。
And her siblings.
然后他还有他的那个。
But when her mother got up.
但是当这个妈妈这个岳母起站起来的
时候。She said, "I know this is going to be very troubling for my family."
妈妈说什么？她说这是我家里边一个很令人难过的一段时间。
But she turned and she said, "I forgive you."
但是这个妈妈对杀害她女儿的这个丈夫说。
And I will pray that God will forgive you.
我也祷告神饶恕。
And that you will find him.
我也祷告说你能够真的能够认识
神。I couldn't hardly believe my ears.
我简直是不能相信我听到的。
A woman that had something in her heart, which is called the new birth.
这个妈妈呢，是在她心里边有这个重生。
That loved God.
她爱神。
And understood what mercy could be.
她知道连续意味着什么。
So you see, a child of God has mercy.
所以神的孩子是有连续的。
In fact, sometimes we have to be careful how far we let our mercy go, I believe.
有的时候，你作为神的孩子，你要小心你的连续能走多远。让他能够顾及到走到什么程度。
And again, we see this is the grace of God, not something we can do in the flesh.
不是靠着我们的肉体能够做到。
But it's in the grace of God.
这是神的恩典在我们的心
中。That He has given and developed in us.
他在我们的心里边给我们，然后让他不断的发展出来。
Through His grace.
就是你的恩典。
And then He says, "Those who are truly saved shall see God."
他又说那些真正得救的人必得见神。
Well, see God.
他说见看见神。
No one that can see God, it says His face, because they wouldn't live.
没有人可以见到神的面，
That's what the scripture says.
因为看了就受不了。这是圣经上说的很清楚的。
They've seen His hinder part, they've seen His glory, but never Him.
但是没有人看到神的面。
But someday His children.
但是有一天，他的神的孩子。
That are born again of the Spirit.
由圣灵所生的。
Will be able to stand face to face.
可以站在神面对
面。Like Jesus does.
就像主耶稣那样。
With God.
就像主耶稣跟神面对面。为什么？
Because they are pure in heart.
为什么他们可以面对面看见神呢？因为他们的心是清洁的。
Their lives have been transformed by the grace of God.
他们的生命生活整个已经被神的恩典所改变。
But they were at one time sinful. Even in our Christian lives, we have to be so careful not to step over that line. And sometimes we do. We have to ask God to forgive us. But then we will be pure and happy for Him.
就是叫 成为这种倾听并不容易。作为我们基督徒，我们要不断的祷告，让我不要过了这个界限。但是慢慢的，我们的生命会被更新，我们会成为那个倾听人。
So they with a new birth,
所以有重生的人
，saving faith,
他们有这个使他们得救的信心
，and holiness,
然后他们有神的圣洁
，which process of sanctifying,
这个就是一个成圣
的一个过程 ，and conforming us to the image of God,
把我们逐渐形成有神的形象。
Which image consists in righteousness and true holiness.
这个形象有神的公义和圣洁。
Pure of heart is both the end of our election and the gold of our redemption.
Gold of what?
Our redemption.
这个清心呢是我们的一个我们那个就是得救的一个就是目标还有一个是我们就是我们的
This is what God chose. He predestinated for us.
他预定我们这样。
He chose us that we should be holy and righteousness. We should be holy. Who gives himself for us that he might redeem us. He gave it, that we might become a peculiar people.
他就是他拯救我们救赎的目的让我们圣洁。
We'll follow peace with all men and holiness with God. No man shall see the Lord.
说没有圣洁，没有人可以见主。若非圣洁，没有人可以见主。让我们成为一个拣选的族类，
so,
一个特别的种族。
This is something that we have to allow God to work in our hearts.
这个我要讲的是什么？就是说，我们要允许神在我们的生命中。
It later on tells us some things that might try to pull that away.
然后呢，有后边会有些东西。
Jesus said, "I'm on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you."
有的人就是你会有东西想要把这些东西从你身上夺，把
这些瓶子拿去。
说，我主耶稣说，我在神面前为你祷告。
And when we do, sometimes we have to go and ask Him to forgive us.
有的时候我们做错了，我们要到神面前请他了，
求他
的饶恕。
Follow peace.
但是他就说
，With all man.
他就说，若是可行，要和。
And holiness that which no man.Shall see
因为若非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Now, when we do this,
当我们这样做的时候
，and this is a beautiful thing He puts in our hearts.
这是神所放的这些品质，这些所有东西，这都是很美的东西。
He talks about peacemaker.
然后神讲到让人使人和睦的人。
Now, these those that have peace of God in their hearts.
这些使人和睦的人是他们首先他们心里有
和平。They live in peace with men.
他们跟使人和睦。
But they're called peacemakers.
他们成为使人和睦的人。
For theirs are not they're not social reformers.
他们并不是这个社会改造者。
But those rather are the ones that are reformed by regeneration power.
而是他们因为被神的这个生命所重生，被神所更新的人，生命被神所更新的人。
They're peacemakers because they themselves are at peace with God.
他们之所以能使人和睦，是因为他们首先跟神和睦。
So because of that, they can be ambassadors of God, ambassadors of peace to a troubled world.
所以他可以成为神的大使，也成为神和平的大使，在一个人世间。
He said, "They will be called the children of God."
他们必被称为神。
And they shall be called the sons of God.
他们被称为神的孩子。
Through the Beatitudes, Jesus clearly underscores
经过这个
but only those who have life-changing qualities
只有你的生命是有完全被改变的
here described
被描述了
are citizens of the kingdom
我们就因为这些完全被跟世上不同的生命的品质表现我们就是属神国的子民神天国的公民
So what I'm saying is here is This is in our 10 verses.
这是我们的十节经文
or 9 verses, I guess.
或者节经文
That tells us, children, here you can line up.
就是说神说这些孩子们你们可以站这里来站队
It's not going to be your own idea.
这个不是你自己的想法
But these characteristics are going to be part of you as you serve me.
当你服侍我的时候这会成为你身上的特征
It will be hard for some people as he tries to make us peacemakers. And we'll say, but Lord, but then we come around and say, you're right, Lord.
有时候让有些人成为使人和睦的人可能不太容易他们会
But he gives us that desire. He gives us the desire.
但是神把这个心愿放在我们里边神会改变。
So I think this is a wonderful thing for us.
我觉得这个对我们来讲是很棒的事情。
Some people say, I don't know if I'm saved or not.
有些人会说我不知道我是不是得救了。
What does it mean to be saved?
哎，那个得救是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to believe?
什么意思是相信是什么意思呢
？You take him to this nine verses.
把他带到这个 九节经文里马太福音。
And you say now this isn't what I say.
你说这个可不是我说的。
This is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的。
And they'll begin to understand.
然后他们就会了解到。
This is the inner qualities.
这个是里边的品质。
This is what makes Christians different.
这个就是为什么让基督徒和世人不同的地方。
When you live a life like this, they're going to know there's something different about you. And that when they know about Christianity, they'll say, that's a Christian character.
然后他们，如果你是照着这样生活，他们会注意到你里边的不同，他们说那是基督徒的品质。
When you say, well, I can't live like that.
你说我没法照着这个活出来这些。
Then you'll never be a part of the kingdom of heaven.
那你就没有办法成为天国的一部分子民。
So it's not, it's people who have a tremendous desire.
这人里边有这个巨大的愿望。
To really be born again of the Spirit. And a tremendous desire to someday.
他有一个巨大的愿心愿。
See him.
就是我有一天我要见到神。
To someday enter his kingdom.
有一天我要进到神的国度。
And to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
我忠心又良善的仆人。
So he says, it's, here it is.
然后这就是神。就在这里这个、
This is what I can do for you through your lifetime.
就是说神说这个经过你的一生我可以把这些品质形成在你的生命中。
Because you know me.
因为你认识我。
You know I'm a rewarder of those that diligently seek you.
你知道那些、就是寻求我的人勤奋真心寻求我的人我要给他的奖赏。
And you are a child of God.
你是神的孩子。
You know, I've watched people who are sophisticated.
我看到一些很就是很复杂的或者说很有品味的人
They're so and so's child This is how they have to act
然后他说谁的说你是做什么
The royal family's like that
哦他说你就像那种皇家家族都是这样的 你是谁的孩子
Sometimes social families are like them Oh my child would never do that
有些时候呢就是很在意这个社交上就会说哦我的孩子才不会那样做
But we can hold our heads high
但是我们可以高高抬起头来
Because the queen's going in a little while
因为那个女王会过去。
And they're gonna fight so terrible and they're gonna have troubles. You mark my words, you know.
就看看到
底要是。She's been a force in that family that's held that family together like,
你知道这个女王她是这个把这个整个英国皇家联合在一起她要是不在了你看那边会怎么争斗。
We are sons of God.
但是我们是神的。
Daughters of God. Part of the kingdom of God.
我们是神国度的一那个公民
And these qualities are so beautiful.
所有这些品质是这么的美好
That it would be a privilege.
有这样，这是一种荣幸。
To be born again and be His child.
然后成为能够重生，成为神国的一员。
Do you have any questions?
大家有什么问题吗？然后我就老说那个师母可以回答问题。
I love you all.
我爱大家。
Of spirit filled. Christians.
我真的是一直在祷告，求神给我们这些圣灵充满。
And when we have that, you will see it. You will see it.
你就可以看出来。
It will be a church on fire for God.
这就是为神真的是大发热心，对神火热的
教会。But it's up to each individual person.
但是却在于每一个人，其中的每一个。
No one can do it for us.
没有人可以为我们做。
So I trust. Let's just pray.
所以我相信。
Father, we're so grateful for what you've done for us.
Oh, 主啊，我们为你所为我们所做的一切，我们是真完全全心的感谢。
It's given life a meaning.
真的，这个给我们生命带来意义。
When we see the strength and grace that you've given us through the years,
当这么多年了，我们看到你所给我们的恩典和力量的
时候，it's more than we can understand.
这是我们不能了解的。
But we thank you.
但是我们感谢你。
I pray today that every woman here
will
know what it is to be born again of the Spirit.
每个人都知道，都真的是认识到什么是重生。
And to know these characters as they develop in their lives.
而知道这些品质在我们的生命中能发展出来。
Is from God.
这些都是所有这些品质都是出于你。
Bless them, Lord, throughout this week.
这个星期求你来祝
福他们。Be with them, I pray.
和他们同在。
In Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
我昨天把他的准备的这个自己的材料呢，我过目了一下哈，很抱歉，我昨天晚上没有送给两位翻译。那我把一点很重要的里面的观念啊提一下。你先翻到哥林多后书第三章，里面有个观念就是说，
你不是因为有这些才得救，而是你得救了，你就开始有这些。然后一开始呢，妈咪强调一点，我们都不是一开始就很温柔啊，很能够成为一个和平的使者，很能够连续，都不是这样子的。因为神正在造就我们，神正在培养我们成为神家。刚才他说地上的皇家，皇家表现在哪里？外面，这个乘船外面哈。对，这个观点很好哈，在血统哈。但是我们这个神家的话，我们也有血统，谁的血？耶稣的血。对哈。然后呢，刚才他后面讲的那一点我也觉得很好哈。记得抬起你的头，你是君尊的祭司。我们不是跟这个世界比，因为这世界东西都会过去哈。那么这些呢，神一直每一天，只要你愿意，记得这个愿意很重要，只要你愿意，他知道你心里是诚恳的，他就一直会在你的身上做工。每天你就发现自己在成长，自己改变了，那是最大的一个让我们很欣慰，说哎呀，我没有停止成长哈。不成长是一件不幸福不快乐的事，等一下我会讲啊，在知足里面。如果还退后萎缩就更惨了。前几天我听到那个冯晶跟我说他在求什么事情，我忘记了，他说他跟神求，他神就是更新他了，是吧？什么事你有机会你再讲，我忘记了哈。那我就想到说，你看冯晶对你们眼中来讲他已经是师母级的了，对不对？可是他却很高兴的告诉我说，哎呀，我在求什么事情，然后呢神真的就是让我改变了，有改变了。他不是在夸他很好，是说以前的不好已经不一样了。好，所以这个就是神在塑造我们。那我们的标准在这里，我们有没有一个尊贵的一个表态就在这里，有吗？有没有刚开始很谦卑的啊，心里是哀痛的，在神的面前我们温和了，有没有继续的在温柔？有没有越来越有恩慈啊？有没有那种宽容人的心，包容理解的心，有没有在扩大啊？所以这个观念很重要。这个不是说我有这个我才得救，是我没有，但是我得救之后有这样的一个改变。而且第二个观念，刚才我跟那个提了，现在就可以有，不是到以后到了天国，到那个新的耶路撒冷才有的哈，现在就可以有。那就是为什么耶稣说天国在你的心里面。那么我就到了这个点呢，我就要解释一下刚才妈咪讲的那句话。她说我们以后要见神的面，我们现在不敢见神的面，但是呢这个也是现在就可以见主的面。我们看更多后书第三章，这一些都是现在在练习，现在在成长，现在在被神造就，到有一天到神的面前跟他面对面的时候，那个时候在他的宝座前，你已经可以坦然穿着一个白袍，坦然的敬拜他，没有惧怕的，很喜乐的，每一天在敬拜的时候，那个时候是我们完整的整个我们得荣耀了。那么现在呢，我们就在练习啊，你不可能照一个孩子说生出来一个月，然后呢你给他一个特效的成长什么树啊哈，然后就往上养到20岁，不可能，对不对？可能很多妈妈都很希望从一岁说好了，一岁之后吃一个什么特效的东西，马上20岁就可以脱手了。好，呀，我们成为神的国民也不是这样的。好，我们来看一下哥林多后书第三章第16节开始，16节。但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去。为什么这个是讲到摩西那个时候的百姓不敢见神的荣光啊，连荣光都不敢看，所以就用个帕子把自己挡起来啊。那这个时候是在新约的时候，保罗说我们已经有耶稣基督成为中保，等于说呢耶稣站在神跟我们之间，把我们的手拉在一起，我们和好之后，耶稣还继续的在他的右边，在父的右边为我们祷告，好像我们用比较具体的话求情哈。那我们今天呢第一个要练习的是跟主面对面，
他说呢，你们的心几时归向主心，然后呢怕子，那个会怕的，好，那个会担心的，好，那个怕子，那个障碍呢就没有了。前几天牧师提了一个问题，很有，他说大家都讲天堂很好，可是你问他们要不要现在去，基本上都不想现在去，为什么？我说这个问题还很有趣啊，我就思考一下哈。我想有一个很基本的原因，我们心里面都觉得说 ，ready 的吗？预备好的吗？是不是？
另外还有一个心态，可能舍不得亲人吧。
哦，对对，不舍，情感的不舍，当然，当然对。所以保罗也说我在两难之间哈。好的，对了，这个当然也是一个原因嘛啊。好，那现在呢？下面告诉你哈，往下面看来，17节，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。你跟神之间已经坦然了哈。好，这是秘诀哈。往下面第18节一起来，我们众人既敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。好，我用一个很简单的例子，一句话你就明白了，为什么两个夫妻结婚以后慢慢变成夫妻脸，很奇怪哦，眼睛大小也没有变，鼻子高低也没有变，嘴巴还是一样那种样子，怎么会变成夫妻脸？但有的是结婚的时候就很像的，也有了、可是发现他们可能越来越不像，但是很多是相处久了，对不对？你了解我的意思吗？连那个看东西啊，什么表情都会彼此会受到一个揣摩的影响。我看到他看久了，哈，然后呢就无形中就学到他的样子了。以前我讲话是没有像现在这么不温柔的哈，我讲话是比较温的哈，但是我现在讲话很大声，被谁影响了？
牧师，
被牧师影响了，真的。我刚开始不晓得，
牧师声音他也拉小，
他也拉小。
对呀、我说两个人一起久了就会这样，彼此面对面久了就会彼此影响。美方好好感谢神，你还是可以来哈，他去那个看医生。好，所以呢，现在我们就可以跟主之间敞开。什么叫敞脸？我没有任何的隐瞒，我心里面怎么样就怎么样，我没有任何诚实不诚恳，我敞着脸。然后每一天他的光照在你身上，你没有光，就像太阳照在月亮，月亮反射光一样，你就荣上加荣。有一天约翰说，当我见到主的时候，他说我们必要像他，我们真的是必要像他。所以刚才妈妈有个观念说，不是直到以后，现在我们就在天国里，好，这是他的观念。